we have to try to stay as much as possible in the time that we have. Everything here is to tie together our entire trip, everything from the beginning, from Warsaw and from Lublin, and from Lansk, and from Maral, and Prague, and Yerushalayim, to come to Rabbi Shimon. All the hilulas and all the talks and all the shiurim and shlus and everything is about where we are right now. But here the kaddish mishmai kanachis the oshiv esiyamim. So I want to just talk for maybe 20-25 minutes. I'm sorry, it's uncomfortable. But the alternative would have been around an hour and a half or two. So we had last time, we were here, the chevra, we had someone's house, and they were cold drinks. Don't have that right now. Just a very, very basic yisoid. And then we go daven, have some nagina. I want to thank Eli brought a chaver of his, the holy Jew, to come to sing with us a little bit. I saw that in the parasha that Eldad and Medad were misnabim, were saying the vias and the machne. And that Yeshua asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoni Moshe Kilo'im. Adoni Moshe Kilo'im. My master Moshe Kilo'im, that they should be locked up. The whole Indian of Eldad and Medad, which we spoke about last winter, what does it mean, Misnabim, Misnab Beholchim, is in the war that's going on. It continues to go on. Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnitz, Sheikh Ben Yosef, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. It's an unbelievable yesoid from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And this word, Kilo'ein, Chof, Lamed, Aleph, and Endemem, which means to imprison, to lock up. A base kel, Kilo'ein. It's a yesoid from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And the Pasuk in Tehillim, very good base. It says there, Kerum Zulus Libnei Adam. Kerum Zulus Libnei Adam in simple English. There is something that's Roim, that's room, that's very exalted, but it's in a state of degradation. It's not respected. It's degraded. It's cheap. Kerum Zulus Libnei Adam. That which is truly exalted is cheapened and disgraced. And the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav Amud Beis says Elo Dvarim Shoyim Dim Ruma Shel Olam Ubnei Adam Azalzlam Behem. Rashi says it's Tefila, it's Davin. Elo Dvarim Shoyim Dim Ruma Shel Olam. There are things that are Abir Ruma Shel Olam that are in the highest place. They're the most exalted thing in the world. Rashi says Davin. It's not only Davin, but we're talking about Davin now. Even though these things are the most exalted, Tefillah, Bifrat, is the most exalted, but Bnei Adam are Mezalzalim Behem. When people Mezalzal, they're Mezalzal, they're disgraced, they don't take the Tefillahs seriously. So the Boshem Tov HaKadosh Chus and Hesed HaFal. We're Mitzvah Hashem going back to the States, and some of us in a few hours later, some are staying for an extra day or two or three, and we've been spending hours and hours over this past week davening at Kermes Kedoshim with Kivrei Tzadikim, and now in Yerushalayim and in Tzfas and Meiron we're going to go to Tveri Mitzvah Hashem. And one of the most painful realities of life, I was just having a conversation with one of the chevra a little while ago, is the feeling that people have that we're davening, and we don't see that we're being answered. One of the most difficult questions that we have to answer our children, our grandchildren, is when there's somebody, the children and grandchildren together with us, we're davening for, somebody that's not well, and the person doesn't live, the person passes away, and the children don't understand in their simple and honest and pure way, they don't understand why aren't our tefillahs being answered. And even though we try to come up with fancy explanations, but lamaisa, it hurts us as well. And for many of us, that marked the beginning of our decline in the world of tefillah. From an early age, davening became something which mazal zulam b'chem. The Alter Rebbe Schusina talks about Rochel and Leah. Rochel is the world of Torah Shabbal Peh. And Leah is the world of tefillah, Pam Oedes Hashem. Vayar Hashem Kisnua Leah. The Baruch Shalom saw that Leah was despised. It's hard to say such a thing. So the Mepharshim come to the rescue. But the Maase, it says in Chumash, Vayar Hashem Kisnua Leah. Rochel is Torah Shabbal Peh. That means a person who is bright and likes to learn can sit in yeshiva for his whole life and can enjoy the learning. So even people who are not particularly connected to the Bari Olam, when it comes to learning, when it comes to Rochel Imenu, Yaakov Avinu fell in love with Rochel Imenu, Yifas Torah, Yifas Mara, everybody's in love with Rochel Imenu. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh's Geshmak. You can take a person off the street, any Jew, and you sit and you learn with him for half hour, Black Gemara, you're pretty much, you can get it. It's so beautiful, the Torah is so beautiful. Rochel Imenu is very beautiful. Everybody's seeking Rochel Imenu. Rabbi Vayar Hashem Kisnu Aleh. And Leah, the Alter Rebbe says, from the Zohar Kodesh, that Leah Yimenu is the Inyan of Tefillah. So Baal Shem HaKodesh said that because from an early age we have this impression that we're talking to a wall, God forbid. Khalilah, that we're talking to a wall. That we're saying words and words and words, and we're people who expect, especially in modern times, to see results. So it hurts. So Baal Shem HaKadosh said that there are dvarim sh'ayim d'mirum sh'alayla. There are certain things in life, and Rashi identifies this as tefillah b'frat. There are certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for his cheshbainus, our matznia, he takes those tefillahs. Every single word, like Rabbi Shimon said, is not a word that any one of us, no matter what averus we've done in our lives, Khalilah, there isn't a word of tefillah that Hashem has brought, is not matznia, that he doesn't take and put in that place by him, by the Kisei HaKavod. That means that any time that you and I ever davened in our lives, even though we don't see that the tefillahs of Poel and Gashmis the way that we would like, the Baal Shem said that those words are called Dvarim Sha'ayim D'Mirumu Shel Oilam. They're being held, they're being contained in a certain way they're in a base keller. Adoni Moshe Kila Ein. They're being held back. Is the Baruch Shem has a cheshbon. Rabbi Nachman speaks about with the Imran on the Pasuk V'eschanu L'Hashem Be'eis Hahi Leimer, Be'eis Hahi Leimer. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest davener in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu davened all those tefillahs. L'maisa, he didn't come to Eretz Yisrael the way that he wanted to. Rabbi Nachman says V'eschanu L'Hashem is a b'chin of Be'eis Hahi Leimer, that those tefillahs, all 515 tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't disappear. They didn't disappear. They're not gone. It's not that they're not here. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matznia and holds these tefillahs in a place, the Baal Shem said, that's called Rumah Shel Olam, in the highest place of the world, Rumah Shel Olam, that they're locked up. And when we say in davening Ya'ancha Hashem B'yoyim Tzara, it means that later on, even though when we're in the Tzara itself, it seems to us that there can't be anything worse. But the Baruch Shalom has a cheshbon, and those tefillahs are contained, are in a base keller, so to speak, are held back. until that time of Ya'ancha Hashem, when the tefillah is being answered, the Yom Tzar. The tefillah is being answered later on, at some other point in our lives. We recite certain tefillahs by the Rebbe Melech, or the Maral, wherever, by the Ramah, and we said certain tefillahs, and we asked for certain things, and we didn't see that the tefillahs were piled. And Ya'ancha Hashem, the Baal Shem said, Ya'ancha Hashem, the Yom Tzar, that Hashem will answer you. In the meantime, the tefillah is being kept in that place that's called Ruma Shel Olam. And Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzar. And this is how the Tzaddik and Chachamim Baal Shem explain how it says in Tehillim, Adon Melech says in Ayin Beis, Kolu Tefilos David Ben Yisha. Kolu Tefilos like Vayichulu. Kolu means Adkan, finished. Kolu Tefilos David Ben Yisha. So the Mefarshim were asking, what do you mean Kolu Tefilos David Ben Yisha? It's not even half the Sefer yet. It's not even half of Tehillim. So what does it mean? Kolu Tefilos David Ben Yishai. So the Svarim say, there was no person who ever lived who poured his heart out as much as David HaMelech. There's nobody who ever cried as hard as David HaMelech. The greatest hishtapchus and effort there ever was is David HaMelech. And yet, b'poil ulamaisa, even l'gabed inyin of Beis HaMikdash and other things in his life, without going now, there's no time to go into it. David HaMelech didn't see the totsa'ot. He didn't see the results, the point of his tefillahs. And if he writes Enav, according to what he saw with his eyes, it seemed that in Shemayim they weren't listening to him at all. So that's how the Svarim explain. Kolu tefillahs David ben Yishai. Means that the tefillahs of David ben Yishai were not just for David ben Yishai, kolu. Hashem Hashbuch contains them. Remember, it's a base keller. Adoni Moshe Kilo Ein. Misnabim Va'omrim. That the tefillahs of David HaMelech are going to be answered by his children and grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren. Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Each and every one of us, when we say Tehillim, we're drawing from that base keller, from that place, in the Ruma Shel Olam, where the tefillahs of David ben Yishai, Kalu tefillahs David ben Yishai, where David HaMelech's tefillahs were being held, so that his children and grandchildren of all Jews until the end of time would be able to have a Yeshua, that Bechin of Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzari, Sagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. But we can take that and we can understand this, he said to the Baal Shem, that it goes beyond davening, and it's Bechlal when it comes to Avodas Hashem. And how many people are trying, I spoke about this last night, working hard in learning, working hard in Shemir Sainayim, Kedushas HaBris, and many, many other areas of Yiddishkeit, and they don't see a Simen Bracha in their learning, they don't see a Simen Bracha in their Avodah of Tikkun Amidas. Person, I remember when I was in Yeshiva, I've told this before, when we were in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, there was this guy from South Africa who never ever stopped learning. It was all the time with the Chofetz Chaim. And when you say to him, how are you doing? He would say, it's a Avak Lashon Hara. He had some kind of a sip cotton in the Chofetz Chaim. That I said, okay. So I feel like nobody wanted to talk to this guy. He was in such an ingin of Shmir Zaloshin, and no one knew what you could say to him anymore. Did he hear from your parents? Wait, you're talking to my parents? I wouldn't contact my parents. He said, you know, like, you couldn't talk to the guy. So then we had, nobody went back to America. And there was after Pesach, so we all went different places for Pesach, and then we were back in the, and it was breakfast the first day with the newsman, and he says, "Mamish shapros lashon about the Rosh Hashiva." He said like lashon derais about the Rosh Hashiva. So the whole table, everybody looked at him, and he said, "No, I'm working on cast." that was the last man. Now I'm working on cast. So, you know, you feel sometimes like, okay, it's a funny thing. And the guy, he said, like, he was embarrassed. And he said, and, you know, he didn't mean it, but he said, oh, you know, it's bad. Oh, it's so you feel in your Avaida, I spent like an entire year learning whatever the Sefer. I spent an entire year learning Kedusha's Levi. One of the Chavah just told me he learned Kedusha's Levi. And every piece of Kedusha's Levi is mamish, you know, the sweetest thing in the world. And I don't know about you, but as I'm getting older, I'm not remembering as much as I used to. And even if I do remember, I find that I'm not able to put things, I'm not trying hard enough to put things into practice the way that I used to and I need to. So you begin to feel that all of my avodah and all that I've been working on, that all of these things, you begin to feel that it's not so serious. And lemaisa, I haven't accomplished anything, and I'm not getting anywhere with anything that I've done. So you can go, let's say, a whole week or 2 weeks working on Shemir Sinai, and you don't look at anything chalila that you shouldn't look at on the phone, and you're doing very, very well. And then there's a nefila. The person feels that he's not successful at all. But then, you know, something amazing happens. It's happened to me, and it's happened to every one of you, that sometimes it's just the opposite. You're not doing so great, and all of a sudden you feel a gewaldige siyata d'shmaya, a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. And you feel like there's a ha'ara, that something opens up, and you know that you're not worthy, like it's nothing that you were zaycha for. And yet there's suddenly a tremendous ha'ara, and a siyata d'shmaya, and your davening goes, and you can be strong not to do anything bad. Where does that come from? V'efeis, our grandparents cried many, many tears, even for those that they didn't know yet, our great-grandparents. We ourselves, we've been to different places. We don't know yet the results. Kol tefilas David ben Yishai, the tefilas are held back in this Dvar Ma'ayim, the Rumah Shel Olam, and even when we learn, and even the karchas that we put into Tikkun Amidus, into learning Torah, and everything that we're doing. What the Baal Shem HaKadosh is saying is, nothing is lost. Adoni Moshe Kelo'im. There are things that are on hold. There are things that are held back. And then we don't understand why. Our grandparents tefillas, our great-grandparents crying, our mothers, when they were lighting candles, they should continue to light, the Son of lighting candles. When our wives are davening by the candles for the children, and we see that there's certain things with the children and it's not going the way we want it, and what's the matter with our wives davening? It's all kolu tefillas David ben Yishai, that the tefillas are all held in that place that's called Rumah Shel Olam. And now we can understand the pasuk in Navi. We'll be finished in 5 minutes. You understand the pasuk in Navi, Yishai Samach Aleph, ki chaoritz toitzi tzimcha v'chagana zereyeh tatzmiach. Kain Hashem Elokim Yatzmiach Tzedaka U'Tehila. The same way as I was explaining yesterday, my Shul Shudas, that the rain comes and we don't see the results right away. So the pasuk says, Ki Chaoritz Toitzi Tzimcha U'Chagana Zereer Tatzmiach Kain Hashem Elokim Yatzmiach Tzedaka U'Tehila. Our job in this world is to be Chayresh, to plow, and to be Zereya. Tfilas, more davening, more mitzvahs, and more masim tovim, like I spoke about last night. To be zereh tzedakos, and Hashem is matzmiach yeshuos, and to believe that every single garin, like Yumi was talking about yesterday, that every granule of our hishtadlus is planted and will grow. And yamcha Hashem b'yom tzar. So where does this come to, Rabbi Shimon? Bar yochai atzei shitim oimdim. Every Hilula I tried to explain a different part of the Piyut of Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai is compared to Asei Shitim Oimdim. What are these cedar trees? Or these trees, Shitim. That they're Asei Shitim Oimdim that are standing. So what's amazing is that that in the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis in Nigla, there are a number of explanations from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The question is, that Rabbi Shimon is dealing with over there is, how did we build a Mishkan in the Midbar? From where did we have the supplies, the wood, to build a Mishkan? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says over there in the Gemara in Sukkah, Shema Toima Ovad Sivram Ubotel Sikuyon. Rabbi Shimon said, you might think that there's no hope and all is lost. Talmud Loimer, Rabbi Shimon says, in Nigla, in the Gemara, Talmud Loimer, Atze Shitim Oimdim. Sha'oimdim La'olam La'olam La'olam. What does that mean? Atze Shitim Oimdim, that these trees are trees that stand forever and ever. And Rashi brings in the parasha's Truma. From there, what that means, the question of how did we have Asay Shittim in the Midbar? Elo what? That Yaakovina saw with his Ruach HaKadosh. That Asidin Yisrael live nice Mishkan v'Midbar. That in the future the Jews are going to be in the Midbar and they're going to need wood to be able to build the Mishkan. And therefore, Rashi brings from Chazal that he brought Arozim to Mitzrayim, that when Yaakovina came down to Mitzrayim, he planted a couple of cedar trees. And he is mitzvah to his children that they should take these trees with them when they leave Mitzrayim. So Atzei Shittim, we see from Rabbi Shimon Yochai in that Gemara, the way Rashi brings down in Truma, that Atzei Shittim oimdim la'olam al'olmi al'omim, is that a person feels that there's no future, there's no hope. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai said that we see that Yaakov took Atzei Shittim with B'shas Maisa, there was nothing. He told him to plant these little saplings in the ground. It's the sight of planting something that's going to be B'shas Maisa. You don't know how this is going to come about. You don't know what's going to be with any of this. But somehow in future generations, they're taking care of these trees. And taking care of them over generations, Zeret, Tzedokah, Matzmiach, Yeshua. So even though in the Matzav right now it looks like there's nothing, because right now it's Kolu Tfilas David Ben Yishai, and Adoni Moshe Kila Eim, and the Dvarim that are in the Merum Shel Olam, you and I, all the places that we've been davening at this past week, and throughout all of our lives, every single word is a seed that is put in the ground, that is put into that Beis HaKelah that Hashem Baruch has, in the Oitzah HaTfilas, in the Oitzah HaDmos, in the Noit Shel Dmos that Hashem Baruch has in Shemayim. Even though B'Shas Maisa, we don't see necessarily how it works out, but Ya'ancha Hashem B'Yoyim Tzar. And this is the side of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because of the Fida Masav that they saw at that time in Am Yisrael, the other Tanoim, we spoke about this by the Hilula, the other Tanoim said, I see the Torah should distract from Yisrael. That there's no hope, there's no future for the Torah. There's no future for Kedushas Yisrael, that everything is finished. I see the Torah should distract from Yisrael. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stood up on that day and he said, Kilois is shokach mi pizaro. Which is the Sefer Tevis Yoichah, like it's brought in Akdoma to the Lukut Emaran. Kilois is shokach mi pizaro. Their parents who have problems with their children. Their grandparents who are worried about grandchildren. All of us are worried about our children, what they're seeing, where they're going to go, what's going to be with them. And sometimes we see in the present state, it's not good. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said in the Gemara, it looks like Ovad Sivram, that there's no hope. Atzei Shittim Oimdim. The same way that Yaakov Avinu planted seeds in Mitzrayim. And I said, what are you doing over here? What's going on over here? There's no tachlis to any of this. And from those seeds, he instructed his children, and they instructed the Einiklach, and the Einiklach, just keep on working at it, keep on watering it, keep on davening, keep on learning, keep on mitzvahs, keep brachas, keep on doing everything you can. Ki lo yisi shokach mi pizaro. And Rabbi Shimon himself, what did he plant in the world? Rosei Torah. All the secrets, the deepest secrets of Torah, especially the last day of his life. And he didn't live to see anything from that. All that he planted was Dvarim Shor. He had a small circle of Talmidim. There was no Chassidus of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon never saw this over here by Miron. There was a small chavraya of tzaddikim elyonim. That's all Rabbi Shimon saw in his life. When he was Megal on the last day of his life, Rozi de Rozim, the deepest secrets of Torah. He didn't see what's going to be with any of this. Zdvarim ha'ayin de merumah shel olam. But Rabbi Shimon planted the fall of Am Yisrael. All the secrets of Torah. And for many, many years, it was a b'china of Adoni Moshe Kaloyim, Kalu Tfilas David Ben Yishai, that the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was held in prison, was held back, was being contained, wasn't that revealed. And yet the Zohar HaKadosh says, Rabbi Shimon himself said that you'll see, that B'Safra Adar, that with this book, Yafkun Yisrael and Goygalus V'Rachmi, that with the secrets of the Zohar HaKadosh, we're going to leave Golus V'Rachmi. And all the years, nobody saw what Rabbi Shimon was talking about. For so many years, the Zohar HaKadosh was disappeared from the map. They were tzaddikim nistarim, but nobody had access to the Zohar Kaddish. We were talking in Shavuos night, but the Rambam did see the Zohar, the Rambam didn't see the Zohar Kaddish, but the Zohar was hidden. So Rabbi Shimon didn't see that. Ba yochai azeshitim oimdim. And Rabbi Shimon says in the Gemara, oimdim la'olim la'olmei alamim, that every single ounce of kaychis that a person puts in, every single effort that a Jew makes, is a rei tzedakais, is masmiach yeshuais. One of the chevrim just told me an amazing story on the bus up here. And I have to think about it more. A murder gemeisa. I'm not going to say his name if he wants to tell you that it's him. He's allowed to be proud of it. It's a chash of a story. So this tzaddik, one of our chevra, was working in one of these places in Brooklyn. He just told this to me an hour, 2 hours ago, that he's working in a place in Brooklyn where, like Beis Ezra, you know, like, I don't know how to describe that, but you know, there are places where they have special needs and that you have side nefesh of a guf that need help, and there are wonderful, wonderful Jews that help these chevra. So he was working in such a place in Brooklyn, and he said that in this place there was a certain Jew that mentally was a 1,000%, but there was a terrible thing that happened to him, whatever, and he no longer was able to do anything with his body or to speak at all. And the only thing that he was able to do was that he had this board, not like now there's a computer, I guess, but he had this board and it had on certain letters and words. And this, one of the chevra was taking care of this young man. And it was the night of Rosh Hashanah. It was the night of Rosh Hashanah. Listen to this. And he'll fill you in. If you want, I can he'll tell you his name. On the night of Rosh Hashanah, so there was he was taking care of this young man, and it was already late, and it was raining out. It was very difficult, and Bechlal, this person was tired, and this young man who was not well expressed a desire that he wanted to go daven Rosh Hashanah davening. The tzaddik was taking care of him, felt he was ready after davening, and he was exhausted taking care of this person. And anyway, there's no place to go daven at this time. And he said that he wants to go daven in Torah Tumim in the yeshiva, on Ocean Parkway. And he had also a specific place he wanted to go to. So the fellow said, really, we'll daven here. It's not, we can daven, whatever, and it's late, and you have to go to bed already, everybody's going to sleep. We're not supposed to be up so late already. And he just put his finger, and it said on the one word, it said on the board with the other letters, it said the word try. So this guy just puts his finger on it and says, try. Oh. So he starts to say, try, it's not shy really. He just goes again. Presses try. So he goes out with a wheelchair. And he takes him to Ocean Parkway. He said, I don't know, it was like 9:30, it was like 10 o'clock at night already. Everybody's already eating. The sun is already late at night. He's going, and he said that not only that, but the wheelchair, something was wrong. Every single block, the wheel was falling off, this was falling off. And every single time, he says, a chalisha das, and he looks at the guy, and he's, try. It's like that. Until finally, he gets the Torah to me. So he goes, you know, in Ocean Park. He gets there, and the doors are all locked. So, whatever the guy's name is, Yankov. I tried. Can we go home? Back to the place. Try. Presses the thing, says try. So now the tzaddik is starting to get like a little bit, you know, frustrated already with this. And he goes around the building, there's a side door. And the side door opens.
this is not what's going on. There's nothing over here. And there's steps all going up. Oh. And Nachamal tried. So I figured, we're going to try. How am I going to carry it? He said, the guy is a big guy, like 180 pounds. What am I going to put him on my back? How am I going to, and what's there upstairs anyway? And he says, I can't anymore. I can't. Try. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, some Hasidic guy walks by over there, on top. And he says, and the Hasidic guy says, you okay? You need some help? And he says, oh, I need help. And this chassid comes down. And the two of them schlep the guy up together. And they go, and he carries him there. And there's a bit of medrash that just starting to daven Rosh Hashanah Maariv. He doesn't know who these chassidim are, why they're davening 10 o'clock at night, Akasha. And upstairs there in Torah Tamima. And they had there a Rosh Hashanah daven. So I was thinking that it was Min HaShemayim that this friend told me this Maisa as we were heading towards Rabbi Shimon. So it gave me chizik. Because the chizik that I always get from Rabbi Shimon is that there's much that's very mysterious about him, but at the end of the day, I like to think of Rabbi Shimon always pressing that button. I can't hear him. There are tzaddikim we're able to hear. I can't. None of us are people that maybe we can't hear. But Rabbi Shimon is always pressing that thing that says, try. Try. La'ovad sirva. Ase shitim oindim. La'oilam la'ol me'olamim. You could do it. You could do it. You could do it. Just try. Just try. Every single effort that you make, you know, the Baruch Shalom is holding his drama oindim erum shalom, because Rabbi Shimon was the master of secrets. Mara DeRosa was Rabbi Shimon. He knows all the secrets. And Rabbi Shimon, we believe that when we come to this place and we come to his scene and we daven, Rabbi Shimon can be poiled to unleash, to release all of those tefillahs and all of the avodahs of our lives to help us, that they should come down for ourselves and for our children. So how do we daven? So I'll just remind you of something that I told you, and you all know, or you might remember, you might not remember. We were in the cemetery in Tzfas, and we passed the scene of the Vasai. Unfortunately, we have time to daven by each of the tzaddikim. We passed the Vasai. The Vasai was, of course, Avram Doiv from Avrich. In Russia, in Ukraine, from a place called Avrich, Tzadik Yisod Olam. He was a Talmud of Reb Motl Chernobyl. And the Avrich, the Basayin, was a Jew that was on fire with Eretz Yisrael. He made up his mind to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he went to Reb Motl Chernobyl to get a bracha and to ask Rishus to go to Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't so pasha, it took, I think, two or three times, to Ramat says the time now. You know, it wasn't those years to travel. So the Basayin went to Ramat Chernobyl, and he came there, and Ramat Chernobyl said to him, this time, if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, probably you're going to be in Meron. So the Basayin said, yeah, it's Hashem, you'll be able to go to Meron. So Ramat said, when you're there and you go to Meron Mestama by Rabbi Shimon Mestama, you're going to be screaming and crying for the Golos of the Shechin and the Tzoros of Am Yisrael Mestama. You're going to cry and you pour your heart out, right? So Basayin said, I'll try. So he said, Avram Ber, you tell Rabbi Shimon in my name, Mordechai, the son of Rabbi Menachem Nochem Chernov, that if I would have the strength to go there and I would be there, I wouldn't just daven, I would tear his bones out of the grave, and I would show him that he should see himself, the Tzaras of Am Yisrael, the Tzaras Shechin, that he should see himself, not to just be under the ground. Tell him that if I would be there, I myself would take his holy bones out from the ground to see what we're going through. So we hear a story, and maybe somehow, in some way, so we're coming together as that Hashem should help us, that through our being in this place and saying a few words and singing an Igunit too, that the prison should be open, the gate should be open, and we should be able to bring down all kinds of exposed toivas, not only for ourselves, for our families, but for Chol Am Yisrael, and we should bezerach mit Hashem. Then the schus of Rabbi Shimon, who promised Ki Lizishokach Mipizaro, all of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, parts of Kaladurs, should go in the right way, and should give nachas to the very Olam, and we should bezerach together with Rabbi Shimon and the Zohar Kodesh to leave this Golas Berachimim, and have Yemen Amen. Amen.
Shato Ashevo, Shemen Sosoy, Mechaber Elor, Ayotay, Shato Ashevo, Shemen Sosoy, Mechaber Elor, I'm gonna make it.
tomorrow.